George, what's flux?
Oh, there is a piece in the beginning where it works only with all the seats are numbered and the tickets also are numbered.
Right.
And in fact, that piece was done by the Futurists in 1913, I think, where... No, I think, yeah, the Futurists done a piece where the, like, 20 tickets would be sold to the same seat in the same evening. And then, you know, 20 people want to get to that chair and have a big fight. And,
I think that's a danger piece.
Yeah, yeah. Then there is one where, again, the numbered seats, and we just announced that, well, there was a terrible mistake made, and the person who has the sixth seat should change with 16, you know? And then number four should change with 14. And, like, eh, big mess, everybody's changing their seats for the next half hour.
These are your concert, getting into your concert things.
Yes, yeah, so as I was saying, in, well, in 1961, we were doing events and concerts of this sort. Not just we, there were many artists doing, like Lamont Young and Bob Morris. Yves Klein was doing even before that, like what he calls monotone symphony. And Ben Bottier was doing on his own in Nice. So 1959 happenings started of Alan Caprow.
Right.
Even though there were happenings before. Actually, the first happening was in 1952. It was called Concerted Action at Black Mountain College.
At Black Mountain.
Yeah, right. Where John Cage, Cunningham, and Rauschenberg performed. And the same year, Georges Mathieu did a happening painting, Battle of Uvin. Now, few people know about him, yet he influenced the Japanese Gutai group, because he was in Japan in 1957, okay. And Gutai started in 1957.
Gutai is the Japanese...
Sort of action happening group, okay. Yes. So that in 1960, there was a lot of this happening and events going on. And what happened in right after that year, they sort of tended to break into two camps, like the serious and the humorous, and or I would call like neo-baroque and neo-haiku, you know, like... Like
okay.
Who did one thing at a time, very simple, sort of like a gag. And neo-baroque would be like lots of things going on at the same time, like spectacles of Louis XIV in Versailles.
Right.
So, and meanwhile, like the humorous things would be like some of Buster Keaton gags.
Did these groupings take place in...
very informally. Informally, and the... they may not even have been aware that, or we may not have been aware that there were those groupings, but what happened is that our first plan was to publish a magazine, Fluxus. And that's how the name came about. And we just plugged the dictionary meaning, and there are several meanings, which anybody can look up. But it sort of naturally tended to attract people that were doing those humorous things. And then the name sort of stuck to, well, the magazine never came out in time. It came like 5 or 4 years after we started to plan it. We just found that it was too costly to do. But concerts were easy to do. So, like in 1962, we had a whole series of concerts in Europe because it was especially easy to do them there. I just went like to Wiesbaden, mayor, and told him, well, we'd like to do a festival of American music. You know, new American music.
American music at that time was the heights of,
you know, so he figured, okay, he doesn't even know John Cage. So he probably thought, I don't know what.
Any good money?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, he said, fine. Yeah. He'll give us like 20, a theater in a museum for 20 concerts.
Yeah.
And then the first concert, and that's when the Flux Fest was used first, or something like it, Fluxus concert. The first concert, I remember, we obtained a sort of a real junk piano, grand piano that really was of, couldn't even be repaired. So we thought the best way to dispose of it would be to destroy it. And in fact, we like started a whole fad of destroying, you know, like after 1962, they were every college they were destroying, you know, but usually good piano.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had this piano, and then we found, we tried to do it very gentle way with screwdrivers. No, it wouldn't work. We just had to, you know, break it up with sledgehammers. Meanwhile, the audience and all the newspapers, they thought we were destroying the museum piano. They called us cultural Bolsheviks.
Oh, no.
Now, the mayor was in on vacation somewhere in Switzerland, so they recalled him. He almost lost his job. But they never asked us that where we got the piano. They just assumed it was the museum piano. Completely demolished. But they didn't stop us. I mean, we kept doing those concerts. Then we traveled to Copenhagen, Düsseldorf, Amsterdam, Hague, in Paris, then in Nice, which was sort of the end of the first European tour, I think it was 1964, where Ben Wautier was living. In fact, there's a whole group of French artists, like Armand is from Nice too, and so like many of the Nouveau Realists are connected with Nice. So sometimes they call Nice school. But the city itself is very conservative. So there, usually we had no problem with obtaining theaters, but in Nice, the theater director chickened out the last minute, and he didn't want to just close it in front of our faces, so he just called like truckfuls of police to surround the whole theater, and no audience, no performers admitted. So then we thought, well, if we can do it in a theater, we'll do it on the street. So that's how we started to do street performance. And Ben Wautier is very good street performer. He just loves to do it. And we done dozens of pieces, but there was one piece that really specially fitted Nice. In Nice, they have like the Grand Boulevard, which is right along the seashore. And right, on one side, they're flanked by very fancy hotels. Then the other side has the beach and the sea. And in the evening, like everybody's out on that boulevard, and all the cars just sort of drive back and forward promenade to show off. Yes, like an automobile promenade. So we had, we sort of had like eight performers all bunched together, very tight, and going in very tiny steps, like half-inch little steps, across the street, you know. And we had all like winter clothing and bowler hats, very all formally dressed.
Right.
And all the cars would have to stop and like wait for 10 minutes till we, you know, took all
this
way crossing
the.
We would cross the boulevard and then just continue on through the beach, down into the water. Until that bowler had float away. Like a straight line.
Oh, beautiful.
But I saw recently a cartoon, even, like a New Yorker magazine, I think. And that's like, I would call it a Flux cartoon. They had a whole busload of executives were brought into the beach, and they all just marched right into the sea.
Right.
The same way.
Oh, my God.